This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McKeedy.
And Kelly Williams.
And this week, you guys voted this episode, so we're doing it. And we haven't really had like a YouTube moment on the show yet, I don't think. We haven't done like Jeffree Star or anybody yet. We've talked about it. So this is like kind of our first foray into YouTube liberties. We're talking about the Paul brothers today.
And just a reminder before we jump into all the blinds, we do have live shows coming up and we'd love to see you there. And tickets are in the bio of our Instagram. Also, a lot of people commented, be careful because Jake and Paul will talk about this on Impulsive or something. So, hey guys.
I'm like, honestly, I'm going to be transparent. I'm surprised that our listeners voted Jake and Logan Paul. From the list, like that was like a surprising thing for me, but people do have like an obsession. Like if you've followed the Paul brothers for a long time, I think it's just like you've been in it now. You've been in the trauma of it all for so long that it's like, why get off the ride now? Like people are very, very deeply passionate about the Paul brothers.
Absolutely. And Logan Paul, I do have to give him some kind of credit for what he's been able to like build his brand off of while also being like canceled every other year basically. And like the fact he became a professional WWE wrestler does kind of, in my opinion, show like, no, that he does work hard. He has worked hard to get there, even if it wasn't the best way to do it.
They've been able to like pivot and twist and turn and like shift with YouTube and like with the changing culture in a very interesting way. I will say the Paul, as a YouTube girly, like I love YouTube. I love YouTubers. I'm like deeply immersed in YouTube culture. I usually follow like the big drama, like, you know, the makeup stuff. Like I follow all the things, but I will say, like, the Paul brothers are not my vibe. I will say that right from the top. Of course, I'm a fan of Tana. Like, I love people surrounding them. I love Trisha, you know. So, like, they've been a part of my life for a long time without me choosing it, basically.
Honestly, the first time I even heard about Logan Paul or, like, paid attention was trigger warning. When he showed the person hanging in the suicide forest in Japan. And I remember how big of a deal that was. Ads were pulled from his YouTube videos. He wasn't getting brand deals anymore. And I'll never forget his apology video where he just stares and does not blink, not even for a second.
Also, I feel like YouTube at the time was so different because people were getting canceled. And like, it was a thing where we were like holding YouTubers accountable and like, seeing these apology videos all the time, but it wasn't happening as frequently and we weren't so used to it. And it was also before like the James Charles, like Jeffree Star moment of YouTube where like the apology videos were just being knocked out every week. So it was like, it was during a time when something like that could happen and it would still make like world news. Now I kind of feel like when YouTubers get canceled or when something happens, like we just kind of expect it. We expect it to happen. But at that time, like that was like really fucking wild.
But it's also, he showed a dead body. Like what? That's the line, in my opinion, you should not cross. Unless you're like some journalist or something like that. But to be an influencer going into this forest that is such like a deep history of sadness and just being like, you know?
Of all people to fucking yodel their way through that for, like him. It was just so disrespectful, so like unbelievable too, because all of their, I mean, most of their followers, especially at that time, were like kids. I mean, it's not like, it's already insane to like think it's okay to post a dead body on YouTube, but your followers are literally just kids, just children wanting to watch people jump on tables and shit and like do cannonballs into pools, and then all of a sudden they're seeing it wild. YouTube is a lawless, literal lawless place.
So I actually know Logan Paul's former videographer who filmed at that forest and everything. I worked with his sister for a while. And when I realized how closely related and watched kind of how like Brendan moved and was like, I'm just a photographer. I am not Logan Paul's photographer. It was just, it's always so interesting to watch the rats like jump off a sinking ship.
Yeah, especially of a YouTuber, because people will abandon a canceled YouTuber immediately. They don't waste any time. Not only do they abandon them immediately, they'll then start YouTube channels exposing them within like a day.
I remember us talking about like these people are just normal, regular people that you could have went to school with, and now they have all this fame. And it's like you get mad at them for being bad people when you only liked them for like quick 30-second videos. Is that fair?
Well, it's, I mean, I say that all the time too with reality stars, right? I kind of put them in the same category where I'm like, I don't really want to watch decent people on reality TV. Like, the whole point is kind of that they're insane and like unstable. Like, that's kind of the vibe. And YouTubers are the same. Like, we give them all of, like you said, we give them this major platform and then get mad at them for doing the exact thing that they've always done, which is like the Paul brothers. All they did with more money was be more themselves, like more of the Paul brothers. They became bigger douchebags. You know what I mean? And also, I feel like it should be said that to me, like they represent this time in YouTube that was very like, I don't know, like 2016, 2017, 2018, YouTube just hits different. I don't really even know how to like contextualize it or put it into words, but it was like the peak of the YouTube celebrity. And the way that YouTube celebrities chose to like, I don't know, the way that they chose to be famous was just like batshit, like burning purses and like lighting money on fire and like doing pranks that are like so inappropriate and just like it was just such a gluttonous, gross, weird time on the internet watching Jeffree Star like cut Burke like $40,000 Birkins in half for for views. It was just weird.
Right, like the castle Jeffree Star lived in.
Yeah. Yeah, buying that Walmart basically that he lived in, and like just the way that they would spend money so egregiously. And the Paul brothers were like the kings of that, just being like, look how much money we have. We have a hype house, 80 people live in it, none of them work. All we do is drink and party every day. None of them are of color. And like they're just so unapologetic about, I don't know, it was just wild. It was a really wild time to live through, especially being somebody who was not the age demographic that they were like catering to. So to already have been too old and just watching it like Clint Eastwood watching somebody play on his lawn, just being like, what the fuck? So I split this, I pulled the blinds this week and I split it obviously just between the two brothers. So we start first with Logan, actually.
And I do have to say, those are all opinions. Everything from here on out is very alleged. We don't write the blind items, we just talk about them.
We start in 2018, which makes sense. This now disgraced former A-plus YouTube star is dealing some drugs to help ends meet. That would probably cap off a really bad decision year for him. There's a lot of, I mean, you can expect what we're gonna hear. A lot of like alleged drug stuff, some yachting, but mostly like drug stuff and like weird ways of making money that are maybe not legal.
Maybe that's why they moved out of the country.
Maybe.
This YouTuber had a bad 2018 and is going to get a whole lot worse for him in his wannabe career in a different part of the entertainment world if that recording of him going on racist rants about a member of that other part of the entertainment world goes public. And that's referring to Logan Paul with UFC. Yeah, their involvement with UFC in general to me is like so gross. I can't explain it other than that. But when the Paul brothers were trying to get into it, it was so interesting to watch these two like blonde bully boys trying to bully their way into something that's just run by the biggest bully, Dana White.
Well, for sure. And then them like being so willing to risk looking really dumb because they were not taken seriously at the beginning at all. You know what I mean? And people basically tuned in and like wanted to just see them get beaten up. And it should also be stated that their family is very like Iron Claw to me.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that when we get to Jake because of his documentary on Netflix I watched.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's very like the only thing running through my mind that right now is like the dialogue from the dad in Iron Claw. Like, that's like their whole family's vibe to me.
You said this quote on the pop culture episode when we were talking about Iron Claw, and it was something like toxic masculinity leaks into the family and ruins it. And yeah, that quote of yours now is running through my head.
It's very that. Like, their family runs. The way that we run on Duncan, their family runs on toxicity and just like male ego. Like, all their money is a result of just like ego. This seemingly always in trouble, A-minus list YouTube star with two first names was on a recent flight and kept asking aloud why there were no young flight attendants to serve someone as fine as himself. When a flight attendant was busy with another customer, he spoke even louder and said she should hurry up and make herself useful to someone who actually mattered in the world. And that was Logan at Sandy on, I guess, on his way to San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, that I know we're not supposed to say we believe all blinds, but that one.
It does sound very true.
I didn't think this online tabloid could be up anyone's butt more than Kris Jenner. I was wrong. They have their entire head up the butt of the head of this entertainment organization and are throwing out numbers that have no basis in reality whatsoever. Further, they've been instructed to totally forgive and forget when it comes to the history of this online celebrity. To them, he's the greatest of the greatest, pretty much par for the course for them. So that's TMZ, UFC, and Logan Paul. And allegedly, they said that the number of pay-per-view buys would be higher than McGregor and Mayweather Pacquiao, which set the all-time record for pay-per-view buys.
I mean, that's the thing is like, as much as people wanted to like not take them seriously when they decided that they were going to be fighters, people tune in to watch them. Like, they bring in a lot of money. You know what I mean? People want to watch the Paul brothers get beaten up. And then when they just so happen to like be really good and like win a fight, then it's even more of a spectacle.
Do you remember the song that's like, Love Me or Hate Me Still an Obsession? That's literally
Yeah.
the Paul brothers.
Lady Sovereign down. We're down in 2019. Things are pretty bad when you call out your family member for having a fake relationship. Such is the case with these two YouTubers. Apparently, it was to distance one of them from the drugging women at parties thing or being associated with the guy who raped a 16-year-old. So that is in reference to the Tana and Jake relationship being fake. And it says in parentheses, Logan Paul suggests Brother Jake's engagement to Tana is fake. I mean, the fact that people took that like super serious when they seemed like they were just trolling and having fun, and Tana is a silly, silly girl, a silly good time gal, like that was really very clearly meant to be a joke.
Jake Paul reminds me of Justin Bieber when Justin Bieber was like drag racing in Miami.
Like peeing in buckets era, the worst.
The odds just went up that a certain A-list YouTuber will be getting a visit from the police due to a new child sex abuse allegation. Another A-list YouTuber went after him hard and interviewed the victim. Still, yet another A-list YouTuber piled on. He was the one responsible for finally getting the police to arrest another A-list YouTuber, first discussed on the site for sexual abuse of an underage actress. So, YouTuber number one is Onision. YouTuber number two is Blair White. YouTuber number three being either Logan or Jake Paul. Logan Paul explains why he wasn't surprised by Ray Diaz's sexual assault charges. Number four being Ray Diaz, and police were investigating after disturbing video showed a 33-year-old influencer abusing a 16-year-old girl. And that's what you said like earlier. It is so gross to me that these 33-year-old men will go after teenagers because like you said, that is their demographic. And it's like, no matter how much you try and protect your kid from screen time, those videos just keep rolling.
Yeah, and I will say, there's a YouTuber, the YouTube channel is Cruel World Happy Mind, and they have a documentary about Onision that is so good. I don't know what Onision is doing these days. I think that he might still be on like OnlyFans or something, but yeah, just the abuse and the Onision allegations are like some of the wildest, I think, in YouTube history. And yeah, that's a good documentary. It's like 2 hours long if you're into those types of things.
And where can they find it again? Sorry.
It's on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Cruel World Happy Mind. But if you type in Onision documentary on YouTube, there's like a lot of people have made them. I don't know why anyone would be shocked about the goings on at the YouTuber's party. He and his brother have been featured in this space multiple times for things that they have done to women. And in parentheses, it says YouTuber Jake Paul hosts party where multiple guests were allegedly drugged, a mother claims. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Inviting you, I mean, your child at a Paul brother party in 2019. Good luck.
This B-minus list actress has done the Disney thing and is on a hit pay cable show. She likes to remind me that she's been in two big Disney movie franchises. Last night, she had nothing good to say about the family of YouTubers who fat shamed her and wondered aloud how she even got acting roles. And that Sammy Hanratty, she was on Suite Life, On Deck, Shameless, Pirates of the Caribbean, and it was Jake and Logan who made fun of her looks.
And we're now in 2021. Unlike the mostly retired fighter, this former A++ list heavyweight slash rapist won't participate in a fixed fight. So, if the YouTuber wants a fight, he will get one and will most likely end up down in under 1 minute. So that is Floyd Mayweather, Mike Tyson, Logan Paul. And it says in parentheses, Logan Paul thinks he can beat Mike Tyson because he is too old. It says he's old.
Mike Tyson is one of the scariest people to ever live. This fighter slash controversial YouTuber paid to put a hit out on someone who crossed the YouTuber, and that's Logan Paul and Pie Man. Remember, this is all alleged.
Very alleged. Jesus Christ. Apparently, the biggest of big have decided the cash they make will now make up for having to drop the YouTube serial rapist slash sexual assaulter slash scam artist in the future. They will say they had no idea he was so awful. And that's WME and Logan Paul. And it says in parentheses, WME gets in Logan Paul's corner and signs him for representation.
Okay, well, this YouTube star and his equally as famous relative have been in trouble with the feds. They've been raided by the feds. For some reason, they think if they move far away, that will suddenly stop. It won't. It stops when you stop trafficking women and drugs and weapons. And that is alleging that Logan and Jake moved to Puerto Rico for that reason.
But God have mercy. It's just like so straight. Like the Paul brothers' content and just them in general and their vibe and their aura and everything surrounding them is so straight. It's just very straight for me.
The energy they both give me is there's two, the guy who would like yell his jokes in class to try and be funny, and also the person who'd always be like, I'll play devil's advocate.
I not the devil's advocate person. Oh no. We're now in 2022. In one of the stranger things I have heard in the past couple of months, these YouTube brothers apparently have started stem cell therapy. It actually makes sense for one who gets beat up for a living and probably has suffered permanent brain damage. But the other brother joined in too. Okay. So, okay. I didn't know where to go with that.
I don't know if that's the first stem cell therapy blind we've ever had. This NFT huckster, who's all over TikTok and dragged the YouTube brothers with him, is just talking up the market enough until he gets out of all of his positions. He knows how it is, all a house of cards, but he will keep taking the money of suckers. I don't think he will see the class action suit or the fraud charges coming. And that's Gary Vaynerchuk with Jake and Logan Paul and obviously like NFTs. I do think people who've promoted NFTs are going to get in trouble within the next like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's so like new and lawless. And I feel like it's one of those things that we're going to look back on in like 10 years and be like, remember that? What the fuck was that weird time?
I call it COVID brain. That was like just coming out of quarantine and everyone's like, let's look at something new.
Yeah. There is no shame. The YouTuber brother was taking people's money again last night for what he must know is a scam by now. And that's the NFTs. It says in parentheses, Logan Paul claims Jake Paul is broke because he invested too heavily in crypto. the thought of listening to the Paul brothers argue about crypto is so triggering to me. I can't.
Do you see that Justin Bieber bought that ape NFT? We need an ape NFT too.
God.
This three-named rapper is in talks to make guest appearances with WWE in the fall. He would be the, quote, manager of the YouTube star turned wrestler. That's Machine Gun Kelly with Logan Paul, who Troy likes to call his Ohio brethren.
Yeah, he's my sister. The last I heard, this model slash yachter who was hooking up with the YouTuber was teaming up with this B-plus list franchise actress for threesomes with Middle Eastern men who have some very expensive fetishes. Okay, and that is Nina Agdal, Logan Paul, Michelle Rodriguez.
Will we ever be free of Michelle Rodriguez?
What is a Middle Eastern threesome blind without Michelle Rodriguez in it somehow?
The, quote, billionaire who once had dreams of being an A++ lister before crawling back to his life of sex offending is supposedly based on the island that has been devastated yet again. Instead of helping the people, he and his rich friends bailed, including in those rich friends are the YouTubers and his brother, who said they made donations but haven't. And that's Brock Pierce with the Paul brothers and being in Puerto Rico. So that's referring to Hurricane Fiona, which hit Puerto Rico in 2022. There was so much damage. And allegedly, Brock Pierce ran to Vermont and the Paul brothers just left and didn't donate.
The feds are investigating the fighting YouTubers, Jake and Logan Paul, and this TikTok mentor, Gary Vaynerchuk, because of hundreds of millions of dollars that they've made in NFTs. Knowing they were a scam, but convinced regular investors were easy money and even charged thousands of dollars for seminars to make more money. Here's the thing. If you are willing to pay money for a money-making seminar, you got to expect that you're being scammed. A money-making seminar, like if it, unless it's like 1994, you should not be going to money-making seminars. Oh my God.
Both of the fighting YouTube brothers are trying to find the guy they think is responsible for getting them to send tens of millions of dollars on a scam. They used to always have them on his on their podcast. So again, that's referring to, oh my God, this is Logan Paul bought an NFT for $623,000 in 2021, and it dropped to $10 in 2022.
Eek, oh my God. Jesus Christ.
I would also be trying to find that person.
Oh my God. We're now in 2023. The only reason he didn't butcher his pig and eat it is because he didn't think it would get enough clicks. The influencer doesn't care about the pig. And that was when Logan Paul bought a, he like rehomed a pig. YouTube is a very, very crazy place. But yes, and he did rehome a pig, allegedly.
Perhaps someone should tell the A-plus list YouTuber how product distribution works in grocery stores. Oh, and he should make a product that actually tastes good. And that's referring to Logan Paul's energy drink Prime. And he said that it was not unsafe for kids to drink. Any parents listening, just don't give your kids energy drinks. It doesn't matter what kind.
Even if Shaq and Logan Paul tell you that they can have them. The whole gossip world already knew this former swimsuit model was a yachter slash pro beard for hire. I'm not sure she had to be publicly exposed to the entirety of the world for her past. The only thing it does is make it seem like her current A-list significant other has to pay for women. And that is Logan and Nina. It says in parentheses, Dylan Denise continues ugly beef with Logan Paul by sharing another photo of Nina and the bloke from The Flash.
Yeah, so this is when Nina, when Logan was going to fight Dylan, they decided to obviously drag Nina in because she's engaged to Logan. And he had people just comment, like, your fiance's run through. I don't know if he hired a bot army. I don't know if he just has that many fans. But basically, like, Twitter, Instagram, everything was flooded against Nina.
Not run through.
Run through. They kept saying, I remember the term run through very vividly in my mind.
God.
This model slash yachter had to try and do something to stop the relentless flow of photos and videos posted by the fighter, but she won't win the lawsuit. She definitely won't want to sit for a deposition because you know that will be leaked. And again, that's Nina and Dylan. And Nina sued Dylan to keep her name out of his mouth.
This fighter who recently lost a fight because he failed to throw an actual punch got a huge payday from a notorious gambler slash mafia guy. And it says Dylan Denise against Logan Paul and Daniel Kanahan. I don't know who those fighters are.
And that was the last blind for Logan.
Oh, it says in parentheses, Tommy Fury says he is still banned from U.S. over Brother Tyson's alleged links to Daniel Kanahan. I don't know if that adds any context for anybody.
Tommy Fury is a beautiful man. That is something I know I can comment on. Have you ever seen him?
I don't think so.
You should look him up before we get into Jake.
That sounds like a porn name.
He looks like a porn star, so it works. He was on like Love Island UK or something.
Oh, he is beautiful. Oh my God. Jesus. Okay, eyebrows.
This week, we are sponsored by Base. We've all been there trying to fit everything we think we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. With Base, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Base. Base was created by actress Shay Mitchell to make sleek and affordable bags, luggage, and accessories designed to help you travel effortlessly while still looking fashionable. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need to keep organized. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors. And for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. I love Base. We're going on tour. You guys have heard us say it. I have ordered all my luggage from Base, and I'm so excited. My girlfriend has some luggage from them. We've traveled together. Her luggage looks great. Mine looks terrible. So I'm really excited to upgrade to Base. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off their first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/blinds. Go to basetravel.com/blinds for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEISTRAVEL.com/blinds.
This week's episode is also sponsored by ZocDoc. You know when you get cornered by that aunt at a family gathering and you feel like you have to bend the truth? You know, the one who will ask when you're getting married or what's going on with your promotion, why you still haven't moved out of mom and dad's basement, only for her to not really listen and just judge you. While you may have to grin and bear it with your family, you shouldn't have to feel that way when talking to your doctor about that rash that weirdly looks like your high school crush, or that maybe you eat pizza one too many times a week. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not talking about a few, we're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet IRL. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. Are you that one friend in the group that loves to treat yourself? It's okay. Honestly, we all do it. You know, the one who will get a pedicure and opt for 10 extra minutes of a foot massage with green tea infused lotion, or refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop is right downstairs. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. We all know that there are things in life that you have to compromise, maybe your apartment or your car, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. For me, especially as somebody who is sick all the time, as you guys know, I love ZocDoc, and I love like not having to go physically to talk to a doctor. I'm gonna be honest, that's my favorite thing about it. I like doing it from the comfort of my home. Lately, it's been from the comfort of my bed surrounded by tissues. That's been the vibe recently, and it's very, very convenient. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/blinds and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/blinds. ZocDoc.com/blinds.
This episode is also sponsored by the ASPCA. If you guys have listened to the podcast long enough, you know I have two cats that I love so much, Gail and Jolene. They're the light of my life. I would do anything for them. They have kind of made appearances on the podcast. At my old apartment, Gail used to jump on my back or run on counters, and I'd have to yell at her. But I love them so much, I would do anything for them. Your pet is one of a kind, and so is their journey. While every playful moment is a memory in the making, sometimes our cats and dogs are a little too good at getting in trouble. That's why you should check out ASPCA Health Insurance. The ASPCA Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/blinds. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/blinds. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/blinds. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes The Competition.
Host Shima Olieyi was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Now on to Jake Paul. I have a little bit more of a, I wouldn't say a connection to Jake, but I have followed Jake more than his brother. Like, Jake has been, how do I even say this? Because it's not like I followed in either of them on YouTube, and I've never really, like, followed their careers, but they've always been so closely aligned with people that I associate with on YouTube.
The thing is, you like mess, and Jake is messier than Logan, I think.
Yeah, and also he's, I don't know, I have, like, a little, I have more of a soft spot in my heart for him, I think, than his brother.
Fair.
I do. Like, I feel a little bit like, like if there was one Paul brother who was like the Zac Efron of the Ironclaw family, it would be him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kind of has like a, I don't know. And I also, I remember getting into him, not getting into him, but like I started following him more after his documentary with Shane Dawson. I remember that being like a moment where everybody was like, are we about to find out? First of all, the way that we were gaslit by Shane and those stupid fucking documentaries, thinking that we were going to like discover something about these people. And it took us all like months to realize that Shane Dawson is like not capable of a well-crafted, like well put together documentary, which is why they all had to be 40 fucking parts and nothing would happen. But the fact that the Jake Paul documentary was like us discovering whether or not he's a narcissist or a sociopath was just so clickbaity and stupid. And like that could have been a real opportunity for him to like, I don't know, be truly vulnerable, but it just felt like he was like acting and the whole thing was just so stupid.
So I didn't watch that, but I watched, like I said earlier, his Netflix documentary. And it is really interesting because like I'm a little sister, but it's different when you have like same sex siblings, I think, to watch this little brother be like, I want to be just like my big brother. I really do. And then they become each other's biggest enemies.
Yeah. And it's all centered around toxicity and ego. It's like ego is at the forefront with the Paul brothers before anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing about Jake is he puts on a good show. Whether you hate him or love him, like him running and stealing that boxer's hat and being like, got your hat, run away. He's annoying as fuck, but he puts on a good show. He knows what he's doing with the show. Obviously, with all these alleged like drug parties that they have and drugging women, not great. Hate it. Hate that very much. I think the Paul brothers are rotted to the core, to be clear. But there is the part where he does seem like he's realizing things in his life. Like he's like, wow, my dad really did pit us together and even put us against like himself.
Mm-hmm. He does have like super, 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 super little brother energy to me.
He's so fucking, he's like Scrappy Doo.
Yeah. And I guess that's kind of the reason that I feel like, I don't feel bad for him by any means, but I feel like he's the one that I have a little bit more sympathy for in that family, just because I feel like he, like you said, it's like he very clearly just like wanted his brother his whole life to think he was cool. And like wanted to do what his brother did. And then, like you said, it turned into this extremely toxic competition between them. And the fact that like, it's not even like they both weren't being rewarded with their toxicity. Like the more toxic they became, the more money they made, the more views they mm-hmm. got, the more followers they got, the bigger they became on the platform. Like they've been rewarded for being horrible and toxic for so many years. And now they're just like, I mean, I can't even imagine. I mean, I guess Logan has like rehabbed himself. All you're going to do is start a podcast and all of a sudden you're a therapist.
Yeah. And it must, honestly, it must be hard to unlearn those things. And maybe that's where I do feel a little sympathy for both of them, because I was lucky. My parents weren't like that. I can't imagine having a dad being like, you need to be better than, I'm always going to be better than you, even if it's boxing. And you're like literally training to fight Floyd Mayweather and your dad's like, not good enough.
And you're like a multimillionaire who's like made it so that your family like doesn't have to work ever again. And they're like, not good enough.
I know you're paying our bills, but you got to do more.
Do some more stunts. Why don't you drive a car off of a cliff and see if that'll get you some views?
I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
To me, they are the epitome of like hype house culture too, which to me is like the bottom. It is the lowest of low, the most cringe, sends chills down my spine. YouTube culture is like 2017 hype house culture. A bunch of white kids living in mansions, terrorizing their neighbors, like 40 people in the house. The house being mostly empty, but full of like dumb shit, like Lego furniture and just stupid shit. And them just like using the house as a film set to like light cars on fire and blow shit up and jump off of roofs into pools and just dumb shit. Like that was, I feel like hype house culture has absolutely died down. Like we're beyond that sort of era of YouTube. But God, it was hard to get through.
Yeah, the last I can remember is like Bryce Hall and that little TikTok group.
Oh God. And then the hype houses would like battle each other. Like they would have like it'd be like this hype house is like fighting with this hype. Oh my God, kill me. Literally kill me.
I'm like, you're all rich. Just say that. Like, you're all just rich kids.
Yeah, you're all like 21 and making millions of dollars to light Chanel bags on fire. Like I can't. It makes me sound like an old man, but I can't deal.
All of those are our opinions about Jake Paul, and everything from here on out is very alleged.
So we start in 2017. This is a VMA's blind. Apparently, this YouTuber star who used to be cheated on by another YouTube star every night while he made her watch went on a rampage when she saw one of his male cohorts. The cohort took a swing at her and said he was just paying her back for what her current YouTube star boyfriend did to a woman. So that is Alyssa Violet, Jake Paul, Ricky Banks, it says in parentheses, attacked Jake Paul's assistant, Megan Zelli, and then Cameron Dallas, the whole fucking Motley crew. Throw Cameron Dallas in there too. Why not?
This married YouTube star slash network reality star who got his start doing some crazy things in 6 seconds on Vine has been hooking up with a guy almost every weekend while he leaves his celebrity wife at home. And it says that's Jake Paul with Erica Costell.
Okay. These two A plus list YouTube stars were pushing lots of booze on a woman this weekend and trying to get her to go home with them. She kept refusing, and finally, after an hour, they called her a whore and walked out and left her with the bill. And that is both of the Paul brothers.
Another blind, I kind of believe.
Yeah, some of these are absolutely insane, but that one checks out.
We're now in 2019. Considering how often this A-list YouTuber from a family of YouTubers cheats on his celebrity wife and humiliates her every chance he gets, she's not going to have a drop of self-esteem remaining when she finally does leave him. And that's Jake and Tana.
Good God, trigger warning for this next blind. In addition to being abusers of women, this pair of YouTube stars are also transphobic and freaked out when one of the women that they drugged to rape was transgender. Since then, they want nothing to do with anyone that they suspect of being transgender. And it says, transgender woman kicked out of Jake Paul's Team 10 house for not, for quote, not being real girls.
That is so disgusting.
Just like the debauchery that took place in those houses that we will never know about. I mean, just the stuff that we do know is already so insane. The stuff that we'll never know of them just all living, having infinite amounts of money and living in mansions with a bunch of their friends and people, kids being so desperate to get in there that there's outside waiting in lines. Like, we'll never know, and we shouldn't know.
Or maybe we should know.
Yeah, actually, maybe we should know. Maybe everybody. Actually, one day I honestly think that we are gonna have like 10 years down the line when like all of those hype house stars and all of those people are like on the other side of their fame, because they're still kind of riding that wave. People like Bryce Hall or whatever. Like Bryce Hall is still doing fucking TikTok dances and shit, and he still has, I think he has like a billion TikTok followers. I do find it really like, what are they gonna do in like 10 years? Because they don't have real life skills really. And they've been filming themselves just do dumb shit for so long for money.
I've wondered that because there are influencers that I have followed from like the start of their career to where they're at now, and you just watch them blow money like crazy, like going to trips to like fucking Dubai that's not sponsored or something like that, and you're just like, are you saving? Are you in? Why do I care about your finances?
Hello, YouTube stars come and go. Look at, I mean, I don't know if anybody is following the Glitter Forever resurgence on TikTok, but it's so interesting. Like, she's a YouTuber who was making, millions of dollars at one point. She lost all of her money. She blew all of it on drugs and shopping, basically. She's very open about it. And she's like super transparent about how she's rebuilding community on TikTok. And that, like, it's really shocking to her that people still care about her life because she's just been like a very normal, like, shopping at Costco, normal gal for the past few years after blowing all her money. And I don't know, it like it can come, I don't know. The YouTubers, it's wild, like, because it can come and go so fast. And like, people do not care about YouTubers and they fall into intense obscurity so fast, like so quickly in the blink of an eye.
I'll say the I didn't like follow a ton of TikTokers, but the one that I loved so much was Jenna Marbles. And I think she's one of the first people who is able to like just quietly leave and have people be like, we really miss her.
She's so smart for doing that too, because she left like at her peak.
Right. And she was like, I don't want to get canceled. Peace.
I know, I miss her so much though.
Jenna Marbles, if you're listening, I used to read like Stoo La La. That's how far back I go back with fucking Jenna Marbles.
Sometimes I do get stuck like on a little Jenna Marbles moment. Like, I'll just be rewatching her old videos and let them play for like an hour. And all the comments are people being like, we miss you. You know what I mean? Like, I would give anything to have Jenna Marbles return, but I get it though. I get why she said, fuck it.
Is there such a thing as a post-bachelor party? Because that sure seems to be like what was going on after the wedding of a YouTube star. And that's referring to Jake and Tana getting married. Jake just went out and partied after.
This is from Pulp Bitch. It's been a while. Which recent celebrity wedding was more of a fairy tale than we first realized? It seems the groom ended up shagging someone on a trip to Vegas ahead of the big day, so the bride had to add a court injunction to the wedding registry. So that is Jake and Tana. I also just want to say very quickly that Tana, a couple weeks ago, I guess it would have been like around Valentine's Day, so a little bit a while ago. But she went on a trip with Trisha and Holly Madison to the Madonna Inn. And I forgot to mention how iconic it was during one of our Kikis. Like, it brought back Girls Next Door vibes. Anybody who's like a fan of Girls Next Door, like, you know that the Madonna Inn is famous because of that show, really. And yeah, they went and had like a real Lana Del Rey Skims photo shoot thing. And it was so cute. It was very, very cute.
Hannah's really grown on me. TikTok helped me like understand her better.
She's honestly I love Tana. I'm a big Tana fan.
I don't know why anyone would be shocked about the goings on at this YouTuber's party. He and his brother have been featured in this space multiple times for things that they have done with women. And again, that's referring to Jake allegedly drugging multiple guests at a party.
And we're now in 2020. The mayor of this very wealthy Los Angeles suburb is determining whether he can force this YouTube star to pay for testing and contact tracing for the 200 people who attended a party at his house over the weekend. Yeah, COVID things.
Jake Paul was always throwing those parties too.
I know, I know.
And one thing about Jake Paul that I think is his like villain superpower is the more hate he gets, like the more powerful he becomes.
Oh yeah, it's like they feed off of, like, they need negative energy to fuel them to like continue their careers. It's crazy.
I think if someone like just put their hand on their shoulder and was like, you did a good job today, they'd break down sobbing.
Oh.
One of the bigger YouTube stars on the planet is not only allegedly a huge drug dealer, but is also distributing porn with unknowing participants. And that is when the FBI seized guns from Jake Paul's home, and that was in Scottsdale.
Also, like thinking about it now, obviously, if you're a bunch of kids going to a hype house, like it's not going to be your first thought that you're being filmed, but you would have to imagine that in these mansions where they have unlimited money and they're doing all this debaucherous shit and they make a living from filming themselves, you would have to imagine that there's cameras in these houses and they have a bunch of shit, a bunch of videos of kids doing crazy shit in their homes. Everything is for content. Like they are so deluded at this point. Anything that, when I read that, I was like, of course, it makes sense. Of course, that's something that they would do. Of course. Apparently, one thing that caught the attention of the investigators who raided the home of this YouTube star from a YouTube family is a plan for a bank robbery like Ocean's 11. Were they going to film it too? Was it just for the show? And it says in parentheses, FBI agents executed a federal search warrant at YouTube celebrity Jake Paul's home. Not an Ocean's 11 robbery.
His ego's so inflated, he thinks he could pull it off. He's like, I'll just rob Caesar's palace.
We'll drop from the ceiling. We'll wear invisible cloaks.
We're now in 2021, and trigger warning for this next blind. This athlete slash criminal slash rapist slash sexual predator who's A-plus list in his part of the world has a group that shares naked pics and videos his fans send to him. No one knows the age of the fans, but they're all young. There are at least a dozen actors, directors, executives, agents, political types who are in this group. And that's allegedly Jake Paul distributing porn from fans. I'm gonna listen, everyone. If I could give some advice, don't send like tit pics through DMs to famous people because they will screenshot them and just show them to everyone.
No matter how famous they are, whether
Right.
A-list or A-list, they'll still, it's still a whole thing. Like, it's just wild that people do that. Whether it's James Franco or Jake Paul, don't do it.
Or Justin Long.
Yeah, Jesus. This one-time significant other of a YouTube slash fighter slash future federal inmate slash sexual assaulter has an OnlyFans. She convinced a guy to pay 50K for a meetup. She has screwed over guys before, but not that big of a dollar amount. This is a guy who collects money for the mob and is not happy. So that's Tana allegedly pissing somebody off.
I've been calling out both YouTube brothers for years about their sexual assaults. Even when victims come forward, like this past weekend, nothing ever happens to the brothers. At this point, they must feel they can get away with drug sales, arm sales, rape, and whatever else because no one has done nothing to stop them. And that's Logan and Jake and Justine Paradise. That's the thing, right? Like, if you, I mean, we see it with Diddy, we see it with so many people in power, and it's wild that these people in power are like 30-year-old YouTubers.
Yeah, and like I said, we've only rewarded them their whole, basically half their lives at this point to like be assholes. So now it's like all they know is to be assholes, you know? And we're like, don't wait a minute. Lost in the Crap Fest that was the broadcast over the weekend was the late night actor wasted out of his mind, and that permanent A-plus rapper is being shown cooked books by the YouTube star, so the rapper will invest even more. So they're basically saying, in other words, that the Paul brothers are showing Snoop Dogg and Pete Davidson cooked books to invest money.
Apparently, though, Pete Davidson called out Jake Paul to his face over sexual assault allegations and then called him a piece of shit. Good job, Pete Davidson. This A-plus list YouTuber can't seem to stay out of trouble. You would think he would be turning over a new leaf and try and change the narrative about him. Nope. The woman he sexually assaulted on Friday night would share a differing opinion. And in parentheses, it says Dana White doubts Triller's Jake Paul Ben Askren numbers, no interest in doing business with Paul. And that was like another annoying thing, like Dana White and the Paul brothers having like a whose dick is bigger competition. It's like they're both small. Let's keep it moving.
And that's why you act this way, boys.
Right.
In his most recent interview, this A-list YouTuber fighter slash horrible person is setting up all future defenses in court whenever and whatever he is arrested for. It says in parentheses, Jake Paul, in reference to his brain damage, Jake Paul says ahead of the big weekend bout that he is brain damaged. He was, okay, all right. He was saying publicly that he has brain damage to cover anything that happens.
That is very smart. We're now in 2022. And since the boxer slash rapist slash YouTuber wasn't going to marry her, the girlfriend needed to go back to yachting and earn some money. And that's Jake Paul and Julia Rose.
A group of people who lost all their money are joining a class action lawsuit against the permanent A-list boxer, an A-list reality star, other celebrities, and a company alleging that they were misled and scammed. So that's all these people coming for Floyd Mayweather?
Well, they're coming for people who had crypto ads. So like Kim Kardashian, Jake Paul, Paul Pierce, fucking Nick Carter, Soulja Boy.
Oh my God.
Do you think anything will really come from that? I guess if they took money from the feds, they'll be pissed, I guess.
Yeah. That's the only thing I could think. I forgot, though, that all of those people were involved. Nick Carter? What?
What?
I don't recall. And there was a little Wayne. I don't recall. There is just no shame. The YouTube brother was taking people's money again last night for what he must know is a scam by now.
Fucking NFTs. I'm glad I never like took time to even understand what that meant.
I know. And remember they were doing those like NFT classes, like you could sit and learn how to make money. Again, I just don't feel safe sitting in a seminar that teaches me how to make money. It feels like somebody's gonna then be like, you have to make money for this person, and then the money will trickle down. I've heard all that before.
Like an MLM or something, Troy?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever athletic drug testing program this A-list boxing YouTuber is subjected to, they are not doing a very good job, or they just don't care about his excessive coke use. The guy is going to drop dead, and people will say things like, they never saw it coming. Yes, it's right in front of you. And apparently Jake Paul was warned not to enter MMA because he won't enjoy his life. So it looks like cocaine is only in your system for about 2 days, and with urine, it might be 3 days. So, like, that's probably why it's not showing up. Also, when I Googled that, everyone, I got the help is available hotline.
Now your computer is going to be sending you all kinds of rehab ads. In a post on social media, on TikTok specifically, the most well-known ex of the person in Blind Item Revealed Number 4 admitted that she travels the world to sleep with men for money. And that is Tana admitting that she yachts on TikTok.
This actress slash muse hit on one of the fighting brothers and he turned her down. The thing is, much like his brother, they're never polite about it and he was horrible to her. And that's Jake Paul being mean to Julia Fox, which, listen, Jake Paul, I take back every nice word I said about you.
Also, Julia Fox is so, would like go over Jake Paul's head 20 times. Like, I don't even know how he felt the balls to walk up to Julia Fox. We're now in 2024. This boxer YouTube star accused serial sexual assaulter can say whatever he likes, but everyone knows that he was coked out of his mind at a recent fight. And that is Jake Paul being coked out at the Dylan Dennis fight.
And this is the final blind. This YouTube star slash boxer wants everyone to think he owns a yacht. He's a rental and even asked for a discount because of his fame. He ended up paying full price. That's Jake Paul not having a yacht, allegedly. This whole episode, I'm not saying Barstool has come like very far with how they, how their culture is, I guess I'll say. But they remind me so much of early Barstool when they would have like the glow parties and the foam parties and when they were very much in colleges. That is the whole vibe the Paul brothers give me.
Yeah, this is like easily our most heterosexual episode. It was a bit too straight for me, for my liking.
It was It was straighter than our A-Rod and Derek Jeter episode.
Honestly, it was like this was very straight for me. It was a lot. The Paul brothers are a lot for me. But I do think one day we will be watching an Iron Claw like film about the Paul brothers. I really do think that.
Yeah, totally. Just again, just watching the one documentary about them, I was just like, holy shit, they were kind of like doomed from the start with a dad like that.
Yeah, for sure. And there's nothing scarier than watching the creation of a toxic man. 'Cause like especially a toxic white man, especially two, 'cause toxic white men, it's like not only can you a toxic white man's toxicity can destroy a fucking nation. It can destroy generations. And they are just about as toxic as it can get. Like they're just full of toxicity. I don't know what else to say.
When are they gonna really like publicly turn on each other? I know they've done it here and there, but there is gonna be a real breakdown between brothers, I think.
I definitely could see it. I don't know. Their lives are so fucking insane and the stakes are so wild because they've done so much crazy shit publicly. I don't know what that would look like, but I could definitely see it.
Well, as we wrap the episode up, Troy, are these two boys rotted?
They are, and I'm happy to. I will be honest, I'm excited to no longer be speaking about them.
And with that, we thank you guys for voting for them. I actually found this like pretty interesting because YouTube stars are so crazy to me. I can't imagine sharing that much of your life and just like hyping up everything and using everything for content.
Right.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for voting. And next month's choices should be up on Patreon by the time you hear this episode.
We just picked them and they're really good.
They're really good.
We love you very, very much, and we will see you next week.